I'd let down. It was an Austin's Bar and Grill, but it could have been most anyone. A madman pulled the trigger, Donald Trump loaded the gun. My country, 'tis of thee. Trinity Bob was an engineer. Sune Yana was his wife. Like so many here before them, they come here to build the life. They were planning their first child, but it was not to be. But a stranger shot Trinity down, screaming, "Get out! Tis of thee." I was born in America. It's right here I intend to stay. But my country's hurting now. There's a few things I need to say. If you fly a flag of hate, then you ain't no kin to me. And to Shrini Kucha Badla surviving family, my country, 'tis of thee. 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 Of thee.
That was Mark Rebo bringing you into the 7 a.m. hour. This is officially Pop and Circumstance now, if you look at the schedule. I'm Charlie Driver. Danny will be with us later. We've got a fun show coming up for you today. We're going to listen to the entirety of the vinyl recording Radio Free Nixon, which is David Frye's perhaps magnum opus. His impressions of Richard Nixon on vinyl. That's coming up late. Later. Probably in about 10 minutes or so. But we're going to start with just a long song while I get set up. One of two new singles from Jacob Collier, whose album drops on Friday. First album of four slated for this and next year. And this one's a cover of a Lionel Richie classic. Definitely with a little bit of a Jacob Collier spin on it. Featuring the a cappella group Take Six. This is All Night Long.
Life is good, life is sweet, so come on now. Let the music go on and on and on and on and on. Feel it in your heart, feel it in your soul.
All Night Long, Jacob Collier, featuring Take Six. That's the new single. Album's coming out on Friday. That's Jesse, part one of four. The other four will come down the line. Danny's here now. You want to say hello?
Hello, everybody. I'm still setting up, but it's good to be here with you on this fine, non-rainy Tuesday morning. We've had so much rain the past couple weeks.
Yeah, that's why I brought this vinyl.
Yeah, we haven't been able to bring the vinyl because of we were worried for its safety, mm-hmm. just like many people were under the Nixon administration. But this week, there was no rain. It's a beautiful day out there. Bit too cold. So we're here today with you and with President Tricky Dick himself.
Yeah, I have David Fry's face staring at me right now, so I can look at the track lists. We're about to play side one of the 1971 comedy album Radio Free Nixon, written by Mickey Rose, Donald Ross, Norman Steinberg, Kenny Solms, and Gail Parent, featuring the vocal talents of David Fry as the voices of Richard Nixon, Henry Fonda, George C. Scott, Al Capp, Lyndon B. Johnson, Billy Graham, David Susskind, William F. Buckley Jr., Spiro Agnew, Truman Capote, Howard Cosell, Nelson Rockefeller, Hubert Humphrey, and William Fulbright.
Yeah, and I would just like to say that from here on out, we will refer to William F. Buckley as Woody. We're not going to explain that decision, but we will call him Woody.
The accent's not the same, though.
The accent isn't the same, but the pompous republicanism is.
Produced and directed by Mark Abramson. We're going to listen to side one, take a break, listen to side two. Side one, prologue, Dick Nixon Show, The Funnies, Farm Report, The Message, Face the Country, and an editorial.
Charlie, can you do a transatlantic?
No. I have my own transatlantic, but not in the same way.
Try.
No. I haven't listened to William F. Buckley Jr. recently enough.
All right, fair enough.
But have you ever watched Firing Line with William F. Buckley Jr.?
I've seen clips of it on the Today Show.
It's fairly insufferable.
Yeah, it's it just is not kind of leaning back and holding a pencil, just saying, "Oh, well, I know what I'm doing."
Well, yeah, and then he has a question and answer section where he's drawn from the best of the college Republicans in the Northeast Ivy League schools.
This Minus show Cornell. Is brought to you with the generous funding of the Baracus Foundation. And now we're going to go right into our show.
All right, Republican President Richard Milhouse Nixon, side one. See you in a sec.
Good morning, Dick. It's 6 a.m. Come on, wake up. You haven't taken a shave since 5.
I am the president. I still am the president. Every night before I fall asleep, I think that when I wake up, maybe it's all just a dream, and I'm really not the president after all.
Maybe the country can dream that, but you really are still the president, Dick, believe it or not. I'll prove it to you. I'll turn on the radio. You'll hear your name. You'll see.
Don't do that, Pat, please. The news is all bad. All the networks are always saying bad things about me. Just can't take it anymore. I wished hard enough, Pat, and I became the president. Maybe if I wished hard enough again, I could maybe have my own radio station. Just think of it, Pat. My own station. My own. My own station. My own station.
My own. 72
WNIX, 110% American. Are you?
Good morning. This is your announcer, Henry Fonda, with WNIX on the air. And now here he is. The man who is still your president, believe it or not.
Hail to the chief, Dick Nixon.
Good morning, my fellow Americans, and welcome to the Dick Nixon Show, starring me, the wit from Whittier. Hello, I'm Richard Milhouse. That rhymes with White House. And that's where I'm coming to you, from the White House pool, where I've drained the water and I'm sitting here in the deep end. First, let's see what the headlines are. Nixon booed again. Well, let me say this about that. Boo, boo. I can boo-boo as well as anyone. I think it's time for the silent majority of this country to stand up and be counted. Sit down, Pat. Thank you, Tricia. And might I add, and of course I will add, because after all, I am the president, might I add how neat you look in your three-piece swimsuit. Oh, weather. It's me again with the weather. The climate in the country is not that good. I'll admit that. Something seems to be casting a shadow over the country. Oh, well, weather. Oh. And now the portion of the show, my fellow Americans, where people call me on the phone to ask anything that's on their mind. Anybody at all. Anybody with a phone. Oh, it's lighting up like a bulb on a Christmas tree. I'm so excited. Hello, this is your president. Will you identify yourself?
Hello? How are you, Mr. President? This is the actor, George C. Scott.
Well, this is an unexpected pleasure. Mr. Scott, if you only knew, if you could only imagine the influence that your performance as Patton has had on me and my entire family. Why, for weeks at a time, David Eisenhower in his one-star general's helmet and I in my five-star general's helmet walk around the White House. And right behind us were Tricia, Pat, and Julie in their army combat boots.
Now, that is very complimentary of you, Mr. President, and I appreciate it. But I have a confession to make. I'm really an actor playing a part.
Do you mean to tell me, Mr. Scott, that all those battles, all those beautiful battles, that Pat and I sat through holding hands were merely part of a movie made in Hollywood that is disappointing.
Mr. President, I just want to ask you one other thing, you know, while I had you on the phone. Did you by any chance see any of my other movies, like, did you see Dr. Strangelove?
No, I haven't seen Dr. Strangelove.
Well, Mr. President, do yourself and everybody else a favor. Don't bother to see it.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it, my fellow Americans? Trace that call. And now I'll take another telephone call. Better yet, let's play our telephone game. That's where I surprise some American out there. And believe me, your president has plenty of surprises for you. I surprise them by calling them up and saying hello. What a thrill it's going to be for some American to speak to me, the president. I'll just dial any number in the phone book.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Herman Ginsburg?
Yes, this is she.
Oh, well, you're on the radio, Mrs. Ginsburg.
What? Oh, I don't believe it. I'm so excited. I'm on the radio.
And Mrs. Ginsburg, do you know whom you're speaking to?
Oh, no. I can't stand it. I'm dying.
This is President Richard Nixon.
This is Al Capp. This morning, boys and girls, I'm gonna read you the latest installment of my new cartoon character, Lil Hard Hat. We last left Lil Hard Hat. He and his pals on the construction site were just breaking for lunch, and we see in the picture Lil Hard Hat dropping a steel beam from the 36th floor down on a procession of war protesters. Kaplunk, bazoom, kerpow, say the war protesters in their typically poor grammar. And then Joe yells, "Good shot, Lil Hard Hat. No wonder the president has called you to Washington to congratulate you on preserving the dignity of the American way." Hey, girly, look up here. Show us your bazungi. And we next see Lil Hard Hat in the office of the president. Now, let me make one thing perfectly clear, and the president says, "Lil Hard Hat, anyone who respects the flag the way you do deserves a special honor, and I'm going to honor you. This Tuesday night, you are invited to join Pat and me for bowling." So, tune in tomorrow at the same time, boys and girls, and of course, President-elect David Eisenhower, to hear the rest of this fantastic story.
Mr. Camp, excuse me. Will you come with us, please? They're waiting for you. Get the jacket.
Of course not.
That's it.
What are you talking about? Well, put down that map. Oh, no. I'm not through yet. I've got to go on. I've got to save America.
You better come with us. Please.
No, Pat,
don't drag him.
Please. I used to be a liberal. Believe me, I was. No, that tickles.
The White House. Down on the farm, WNIX, down on the farm.
Now it's time again for the Morning Farm Report.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. This is your ex-president, soon to be your legend, but now your farmer in residence, here along the banks of the Purdon Isles. Well, hogs are down, beef is down, grain is down, and let me tell you, I'm down. But Lady Bird is up.
Hi, and how are you?
Bird, what are you doing rattling around so early in the morning?
Beautifying, Lyndon. It's my life's work, and it occupies my every waking hour. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. Flowers, trees, and bushes are beautiful things. Did you ever see an ugly bush?
Bird, do me a favor, will you? Flap your wings and fly away and write another me. Now back to the farm report. Things on the farm today are the same as they are every day. Lonely. No one ever comes by no more. Sure, Cronkite came poking around for a while, asking all kinds of questions. And Spiro dropped in. But it's not the same anymore. You think sitting around here listening to Ladybird singing happy trails to you all the livelong day is my idea of having a good time? You're crazy. They took my phones away. They're cutting me off from civilization, my fellow Americans. If there's anyone out there listening, do something, please. Well, farmers, thanks to government subsidies, this coming year's gonna be a great one for not growing corn, barley, alfalfa, or any other stuff that comes out of the ground.
Lyndon, we don't do nothing anymore. We just sit around here playing checkers.
Cool it, Bird. Tune in tomorrow at the same time for the morning farm report. I'll be here. I'm always here. Just tell you the truth, I ain't got nowhere to go no more. Until then, this is LBJ saying...
Dr. Billy Graham here. Let me step into your living rooms tonight and your parlors and talk to you for a moment about your soul and its salvation. Yes, I said unto you, the soul and its salvation. Now you may ask yourself, and rightly so, what is Dr. Billy Graham doing in my parlor talking to me about my soul and salvation? Hearken unto me, brothers and sisters, because I come unto you to talk not of your soul and salvation, but that of your automobile. Yes, your automobile. I said unto you, your automobile. I stand before you now and tell you to use LTP oil treatment. Just rim the top of the cap of LTP and add it right to the crankcase of your machine. Lo, let your crankcase runneth over. Let LTP be the salvation of your auto's problems. It goes right to the soul of your machine. Trust me. Trust Billy. Get LTP. Would I steer you wrong? And tell them he sent you.
LTP for the Saver's Edge.
And now it's time once again for... Face the Country. And your host for Face the Country, Davey Susskind.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is David Susskind. Tonight, we have with us on our panel a cross-section of political thought in America as we remembered it this morning. First, but not least, a man who is known to millions of Americans as Mr. Middle of the Road, Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Good evening. It certainly is nice to be here tonight.
Next, a man who may be described and has been described as slightly right of center, Mr. Bill Buckley. Bill, welcome to our show.
Good evening. It certainly is very nice to be here tonight.
And now, representing the cross section of our rebellious college age youths, and there are so many of those around today. But I really think that we have a good 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 think that we have.
Good evening, and certainly it's very nice to be here tonight.
And now, representing the cross section of our rebellious college age youths, and there are so many of those around today. But I really think that we have a good think that we have a good.
And now it's time once again for Face the Country. And your host for Face the Country, Davey Susskind.
All right, so right now we're having some technical difficulties, as sometimes happens with this lovely vinyl. Today we just have a bit of skipping happening on the good part of the track, apparently. What a wonderful spot for the record to start skipping. So we're going to take this free time to read out our PSA as Charlie decides on exactly the best point to continue with the program. Today we're here to talk to you about firearm safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know that the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0, all guns are always loaded. Rule 1, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3, be sure of your target and what is behind it. This has been a public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And Charlie, how are we doing with the vinyl?
We should be good to go.
All right, yeah, let's go right back into it then.
All right, this is going to drop in at some point during the William F. Buckley interview.
Let's go.
We'll see how that goes.
Cross section of our rebellious college age youths, and
we're still deciding on the best spot.
Best question.
All right.
I will answer in a manner.
I think we're good. We're going to go back.
That is expected.
We'll see you later.
Of me. And I always will do what is expected of me. Not only what is expected of me, but what is expected of all Americans.
You generally have the right impression.
In other words, Mr. Susskind, to paraphrase the president, to assure that we are all engaging in a social intercourse, upon entering an arena of agreement, under an harmonious copacetic understanding, we shall endeavor to present recourse to all queries that may indeed be directed for our attention.
Well, Bill Buckley, what can I say? I wouldn't have, as you know, how shall I put it? You know, well, yeah.
All right, we're still experiencing technical difficulties because this record skips a lot. So we're actually going to run over to the second side.
Yeah, we're heading into intermission now.
Apologies for that.
Yes. We never pre-screen our recordings here on Radio Free
Nixon. Well, I mean, this is my record player, so.
This is true. It's also Radio Free Nixon on Radio Free Nixon. So technically, you're still listening to Radio Free Nixon, just not the Nixon you want.
Yeah.
And not the one you need either. Charlie, how's it looking on side two?
Yeah, we're going to give it a go with side two. Hopefully it doesn't skip, especially during the final bit.
Yeah, the final bit is a legendary piece, and we will hear it when it comes, but we don't want to spoil the surprise, do we, Charlie?
No, we don't.
No, it's not the way we want it.
We're opening now with the weather report, side two, Radio Free Nixon.
We'll get right back into it. In a moment. Do. Here we are.
72 WNIX. And now a look at today's weather with Mr. Truman Capote.
When I was very small, there were very few people who would even consider me. Good evening, everyone. This is Truman Capote, or better known to my friends in prison as number 379-2089. Can you believe it? Me, Truman Capote, famed novelist, behind bars with hardened criminals. Let me tell you, it was terrific. And now it's time for the weather. The high today will be in the 60s. There will also be a high among 50% of our population, but that's another story altogether. I don't know what time the sun rose this morning, as I never remove my dark glasses even while I'm asleep. And now for the big news in weather. I plan to investigate, as a matter of fact, I've been working on it for quite some time. I want to investigate the cause of the current unseasonably warm weather that we've been having. And my hunch is that someone has killed Jack Frost. Now, the police are now holding Old Man Winter as prime suspect. Hello, who is it?
I'm going to let you guess.
Well, am I speaking to a king?
I like to think of myself as someone who has been crowned.
What do you want, Dick?
Truman, I'm going to be very honest with you, because as you know, I am an honest man. I'm very upset with you.
What's wrong? Did I lisp during the weather report?
It's much worse than that. I just found out something from the CIA.
Well, gracious heavens, what did you find out, Dickie?
That I wasn't invited to your latest party.
Now, just calm down and listen to me. My barbecue bash Saturday night is, first of all, very small. Please understand that. I'm only having my very closest friends, 3,000 of them. And to tell you the truth, Dickie, I'm only having VIPs.
Well, what am I? A piece of chopped liver?
Well, Dick, let's not play these silly games. Honestly, I'm just not in the mood for it.
Truman, I'm not asking for myself. I would never ask anything for myself. I'm not that kind of person. I'm asking for Pat. Pat loves a good party.
Yes, Pat. I always confuse her with Baby Jane Holzer.
She'll even come in a costume.
You mean like the one she wore to the inaugural?
Would you consider David and Julie?
No, I already have enough in hell.
How about Trisha?
No, much too flashy.
I could play the piano.
No.
I'll bring my Mantovani albums.
No. 1,000 times no.
I'll bring Judy Agnew.
Well, in that case, be there at 7:30 and don't forget to shave.
We interrupt this program for this special bulletin from General Hospital. William F. Buckley, Jr. was released today following surgery as a result of an accident which occurred at a speaking engagement when his tongue lashed out and became entangled in the grill of the microphone. Upon leaving the hospital, Mr. Buckley had this to say.
The physicians did a masterful job, and I'm ready for my next speaking engagements in Cincinnati. Thank you.
What did he say? It's time once again for another chapter of the compelling, never-ending saga of As the Country Burns. The ongoing story of the man and the women and the son-in-law who believed in him. A tale of a plain man who found a lukewarm place in the hearts of approximately 44% of America's voting public. As we join him now, Dick is saying...
Pat, would you please pass me the meatloaf and the ketchup?
Surely, dear.
and the mashed potatoes, and make no mistake about it, I also would like to have the white bread.
Here you go.
And the American cheese, and the mayonnaise, that's always good.
It's good to see you eating well again. You've been so nervous lately, you've even lost your fabulous sense of humor.
Not bad. While you're up, would you make a fire in the fireplace and turn on the air conditioner?
But, Dick, it's so costly.
Well, what are you worried about? We don't have to pay for it.
Oh, Dick, you're so nervous.
You're right, Pat. I'm in a bummer lately. I don't know what it is. It's just that they put me down on television last night.
Laughing again?
News programs.
What did they say this time?
The same old thing. They put down the war, the racial strife, the violence in the cities.
What did they say about me?
Nothing as usual.
Darn it. What do they want from me? I'm only a cashier from California. Dick, I have an idea.
Uh-oh.
We have our own radio station. Why not a television station? The Johnsons had a television station.
Well, as you know, Pat, I've never looked very good on television.
I do.
No, you don't. If you did, you'd have done the White House tour.
You like Tricia better than me.
Now, don't start with me again. I have enough trouble with David Brinkley.
Will David and Julie get over feeling badly that they didn't attend their own graduation ceremonies? Will Dick resolve his latest crisis without the help of Dr. Henry Kissinger, who is out frugging with Jill St. John? Will B.B. Rebozo tune in tomorrow when Dick says...
Pat, I'm home.
Whoopee, why don't you play the piano?
As the country burns. Good evening, Loud Voice fans. This is Howard Cosell talking to the man who just set the world endurance record for being governor of New York State. I'm talking about Rocky Rockefeller. Put it there. Easy, does it? Rocky, may I take the liberty of calling you Nelson A. Rockefeller?
Right on, fella, right on.
And you just set a world record as governor. Could you tell my fans all about that?
Yes, well, I became governor of New York for the 12th year. The previous record was 11 and 10 for a right-handed millionaire.
But wasn't that in the day before the lively ball?
Believe me, Howard, with Lindsay around, it's lively, but it's no ball.
Nelson Rocky Rockefeller, you're in the big time now. And now that you're up there, Rocky, now that you're on the top, from your own experience, do you have any words of advice for young people just starting out?
Yes, I do. Kids, remember one thing. Money isn't everything.
You mean to tell me that money isn't everything?
Yes, Howard, money is not everything. I should know. I have them both. I have money, and I also have everything.
Nelson A. Rockefeller, may you win fame and fortune.
W-N-I-X, the White House.
Premier Kosygin, Chairman Mao, Prime Minister Heath, thank you all for coming. Gentlemen, we face a very serious crisis. World War III may very well be right around the corner.
Daddy! Daddy!
Yes, excuse me, gentlemen. Yes, Julie, what is it, dear?
Look! No cavities!
What? No caviar?
No cavities, Premier Kosygin.
Amazing! How did she do it?
Julie, was it that new toothpaste we've been using?
I don't
No, it was either that or my new feminine hygiene spray.
Good afternoon. This is Dick Nixon and the Foreign Affairs. Buenos dias, bonjour, shalom, and hello. In foreign, that all means hello. With me on Foreign Affairs tonight is Vice President Agnew and Dr. Henry Kissinger. Mr. Vice President, do you have any fresh observations on foreign policy?
Yes, I certainly do, but I don't know who I should begin with. The gooks or the hunkies or the japs or the yippies.
In that case, maybe we better move on to Mr. Kissinger.
Well, Dick, I haven't even said anything yet. You always do that to me just when I'm starting to go good. Dick, I heard a rumor the other day. Is it true that you intend to dump me in 72?
Dump you, Spiro?
I understand, of course, your fear of being dumped. It's, of course, very close to me. In 1960, I was dumped. In 1962, I got a good dumping in California. And let me say this, Spiro. If you're going to be dumped, California is a beautiful place to be dumped.
Dick, I'm going to hold my breath until you promise not to dump me.
This is Dick Nixon saying we'll talk about foreign affairs as soon as they get better.
This is Martha again. It's 2 a.m. and time for my Listen to Martha, the unique telephone answering show where Martha calls important government figures at 2 in the morning and they listen and listen and listen. And now, here's Martha.
Mr. Humphreys, do you accept the charges?
I guess so, but who is it at this ungodly hour?
Go ahead, please.
Oh, Mr. Humphreys?
Who is this?
Oh, Herbert Humphrey. It's Listen to Martha time.
Oh, my God. Operator.
Herman, I heard you was back to teaching again, so I called to say that you radic-lib, permissive, wild-eyed, moderate communist educators are entirely responsible for all the riots and snowstorms we've had lately.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Oh, no, it's not, Hobart. My husband's got a list, and he's attorney general. So you educators better shape up.
Arthur, I'm not even teaching anymore. I'm a senator now.
Well, that's worse. My husband always says the damn Senate never does anything you want them to.
I've got to get some sleep now.
Oh, not before you answer Martha's question of the night.
All right, what is the question of the night?
Ready? Here it is. Humbert, when did you stop beating your wife?
I've had enough of this now.
Time's up. Now, what have you got to say for yourself?
Martha, for the first time in my life, I'm speechless. But let me say this.
Sorry, we're out of time, Homer. But one last warning. You better watch what you say, because my husband's having your mouth tapped.
Well, I've never been so insulted in all of my career. I tell you, I...
Ready with your call to Senator Fulbright.
Hello?
Oh, is Senator Fulbright there?
Who's calling him?
It's Listen to Martha time.
I'm terribly sorry, but the Senator's not in right now.
Who's this?
This is the Senator's answering service.
Oh.
Is there anything that you wanted to tell him?
Well, just say that Martha called to say hello and that she's gonna have him crucified again.
Well, I'll be sure to tell him that when he comes in.
I always seem to miss him.
Ready with your call to Maine.
Oh, yes. Senator Muskie? Oh, I'm afraid that's all for tonight, folks. I just heard my husband come in, and we wouldn't want him to catch me on the telephone, would we? Just talking to Mother, sugar. Tomorrow night, My guests will include Senators Hatfield, Javits, and McGovern. So keep those cards and hate-filled letters coming in. Good night.
And now, before we go off the air, A Thought for Tomorrow by the Reverend Billy Graham. Take it, Billy.
He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. Get down on your knees and pray to Him. Bless Him, for He is the Lord.
Billy, I think that sometimes when you talk about me, you go just a little bit too far.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway. But more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not. To say the thing he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows and let me make it perfectly clear. I did it my way.
My president. Richard M. Nixon. Singing My Way. Originally recorded by Frank Sinatra.
Good old Blue Eyes. What is it? Yeah. Old Blue Eyes. Yeah, that was Radio Free Nixon on Radio Free Nixon here on broadcasting on, I'm sorry, WMFO.
Well, yeah, as part of Pop and Circumstance.
Part of Pop and Circumstance. Yes, we are expanding our media. Empire is quite a small word, but it's something along those lines. And we are branching out into the storied world, and very profitable, I might add, of vinyl. You can tell how popular we are just by the quality of our unpaid content that we read on the show every single week. Right, Charlie?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We do have to apologize for those skips in the record, those beats. We really did want to hear William F. Buckley tell us in his transatlantic accent what exactly is wrong with America and how his brand of conservatism could definitely still not fix it. But we couldn't do that today, which I'm sure everyone would be even more happy to hear.
But that was the only thing, so...
Yeah, like, all in all, there were some cringy moments, but that's what happens with something like this.
Yeah, with Spiro Agnew.
Spiro Agnew, yeah.
Yikes.
Said some things.
I think that's all for our scheduled Watergate stuff this semester.
Yes, that is a good conclusion to the semester.
We may bring it back, depending on what we can get our hands on.
We will be back with more Pop and Circumstance next week and next semester as well.
Mm-hmm.
Always
if I do
happy.
My volunteer hours.
If Charlie does his volunteer hours, yes. Because I can't carry the show myself, especially
because this isn't your show.
This isn't my show. I just produce it.
Yeah, fundamentally not your show.
That's true. But let's talk about some banter or some music, Charlie. What's up next?
Well, I was just going to play us out here with a new song by one of Damon Albarn's side projects, which he's done with the drummer who performed with Femi Kuti, the great Afrobeat star, and Paul Simonon, the bassist for The Clash. They've recorded an album about sort of their response to Brexit. It's called Maryland. This is The Good, The Bad, and The Queen, and the title track off of that album. We'll see you next week.
See you then.
Silver.